I want to talk to you about something that is very much tickling my fancy. I've talked about this before during this segment, but I'm going to bring it back because we have a new season. It's called The Good Fight. It's a legal political drama that was a spin-off series from the very popular show called The Good Wife. It's kind of a sequel. It follows one of the popular characters, Diane Lockhart, played by Christine Baranski, on her adventures after that show ended. Now, this show has done extremely well in its last two series. It's incredibly well received by fans. It has what I think is one of the most incredible casts that I've seen in a long time. So you've got Christine Baranski, you've got Rose Leslie, who you'll know from Game of Thrones, Cush Jumbo, who plays an incredible young lawyer. You've got Audra McDonald as well in there, and all these other kind of rotating cast of incredible characters. One of my favorite is played by an actress named Sarah Steele. Her character's name is Marissa. She's an investigator slash assistant slash just boss, and I love her. So we're back for a third season. This is all on SBS On Demand at the moment, which is great because it means it's free to watch. You don't need a paid subscription to enjoy this program. So March 14, 2009 is when the third season officially premiered. We've already been renewed for a fourth season. That was very soon after the premiere of the third season. So we've got a fourth season in the works, which is exciting. So this all follows on from the end of the second season. We've got all these new different challenges that the characters are facing. We've returned with kind of the witty, hard-hitting drama that we know from the first two seasons and the entire Good Wife series as well. It explores some pretty complex political plots. I've only watched the first two episodes so far. There are 10 in total, and I am hooked. I love it just as much as I have loved the first two seasons. I wouldn't say just as much. There are some definite faults, actually, in this season that I'll get to in a second. As I said before, incredible performances by the entire cast, including the extensive supporting cast of lawyers and experts and cops that kind of move through the series, as we saw with The Good Wife. It was something that made that show quite popular as well. It's got a 95% score on the Tomatometer on Rotten Tomatoes. It's been very well reviewed. But I think Gavin Scott from Who Magazine put it very well. He said, and I'm quoting here, "The questionable elements are an irritating distraction for a show that used to be near flawless." And there are a few questionable elements, namely in the first two episodes that I've watched, and I've heard it's only in the first two, there are these weird little animated songs that keep popping up in the episodes to explain various bits of the show in the background that they're talking about. One of them is about what an NDA is. One of them is about a pretty unscrupulous, from what I can see, character that is mentioned in the show, a real life character. It does draw back to a lot of real life plot points. The Trump administration is pretty heavily featured in the program, namely the two Trump, I don't know what you'd call them, sons, I guess, Trump's oldest sons, Donald Jr. and Eric. They're mentioned a lot in the show as well in these first two episodes, but you can't deny that the program and the way it's made and the incredible performances from the cast make it absolutely incredible. Again, in the review written by Gavin Scott, there was something mentioned along the lines of any scene with Sarah Steele in it and her character Marissa is worth the price of admission for watching the show. It's definitely a very well put together, well scripted show. I can't wait to see where the rest of the season goes. So get on board, binge it, all 10 episodes. Not all 10. They're coming out week by week. I think we're up to 8 so far, are available on SBS On Demand. And let me know what you think. Hit us up at 2SER, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.